Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This weekend, an exhibit is showcasing local talent with a mission of leveling the playing field of opportunities for Sacramento creatives. The Black Artist Foundry was created back in 2020 to address inequality in arts funding. And in that time, the nonprofit has grown to offer funding, exhibit space, and community for Black artists. Joining us now is Faith McKinney, the executive director of the Black Artist Foundry, and we are also joined by artist Jermaine Tilson, who will be debuting his solo exhibition, Convergence, at the gallery in Old North Sacramento on Saturday from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Hi, Vicky. Glad to be here. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for taking the time, Faith. I would love to go back to 2020. Can you take us back to the mission of the Black Artist Foundry?
Absolutely. So summer of 2020, we all remember that time, right? What we call the racial reckoning. So as an advocate, as an arts advocate, as a curator, I found this moment that Black artists really needed support. They've always needed support. They still need support. But there was some time to actually direct our time, our energy, and our money to Black artists. So I started the Black Artist Foundry really just as a one-off project, just to raise some money in July of 2020. And then we raised $10,000 in 24 hours. And since then, in the last 4 years, we've provided over $100,000 to over 100 artists. And that's with residencies, like we see with Jermaine and Kia. And we also have, we organize an art exhibition at Celebration Arts, which is up through this Black Girl Magic season through the end of the year. We've also partnered with Temple Coffee, and you can go into Temple and you'll see Ken Parker's work, which he's a Black artist funded in our past round. And Temple, using our artist directory, reached out and paid him very well, and they're donating all proceeds to the t-shirt sales. So we've been really active in the Sacramento region, but also throughout California and the country, just really supporting, creating this network to support and uplift Black artists.
That's awesome. I mean, I was gonna say, fast forward to today, almost 4 years later, what are you most proud of? But I think touching the lives of 100 artists in that time is pretty impressive. And I think just looking back at that, it could be easy to take for granted the amount of work that took. I mean, can you help us understand and give us a front row seat to the lift that it was to make this happen?
Absolutely, yes. I feel like it's still, 4 years in, it's still a very heavy lift. But really, the work that fuels me is just seeing the visibility that these amazing Black artists are now. They're getting space, right? They're getting gallery exhibitions and studio space and grants and funding to do this work that I've always known before 2020 that they are capable of. But it's really amazing just in Sacramento to see this moment that Black artists are really taking over the city. You know, through the Golden One, you see Jermaine's work was on the big screen at Golden One, and Kia did a really large installation at the same at Golden One also. So there's this beautiful, real amazing energy and activity around Black creativity.
Well, Jermaine, I want to get to you. I saw your work outside Golden One Center. Your work has also been part of Wide Open Walls. I mean, it is thought-provoking. It is vibrant. But for those who haven't seen your work just yet, they have an opportunity on Saturday. Where do you get your inspiration?
Honestly, I feel like just life experience, me being a part of when I was younger, being a part of the foster care system, it really definitely gave me inspiration to kind of channel some of the things that I went through as a kid into my adulthood to something positive. So I think that my life experience definitely, and then also just some of my peers around me, seeing the paths that they took, and just kind of drawing inspiration from that, definitely big part in that.
I remember when I met you several years ago, it was at Volunteers of America, and you were painting a mural, and you did talk about navigating foster care and some periods of homelessness as a young person, as a teenager, but creativity, art, has always been a guiding light for you. What does art mean to you?
Honestly, art for me, I mean, really, it's as simple as, it gives me air, it makes me feel alive, I feel free. I feel like it's the one thing that is not complicated in this crazy life. I feel like for me, when I do art, I feel free and I feel open. It's a lot of things just feel uplifted. So that's what art is to me. It's just like an uplift, like a healing,
Yeah. Faith, what stands out to you about Jermaine's work?
Yes, thank you for asking this. Because Jermaine has been very active, and I love that you've seen Jermaine years ago, and a lot of people are now become seeing Jermaine's work. But Jermaine has been active in our community for many years, and what I love about, especially about this residency, is Jermaine took his abstract paintings and then took it to another level. And that's for this 8 months, getting a studio space and getting some money and getting, the studio visits and the mentorship, not just from me or the We Are Sacramento team, but also from Kia. And so I'm seeing in Jermaine's work this beautiful this convergence, which is the title of Jermaine's show, using photography, using technology, using paint, which we know his preferred, his usual medium. So there's this beauty, and what I'm really, really proud of is just being able to provide a space. Jermaine's, like I said, been very active, but I think a problem throughout our community with so many artists, not just Black artists, is the access to studio space. So that was something that with studio space, I'm able to see Jermaine create more work, right? And make larger works and really explore the mediums that he's using. So I'm really proud of just to see his growth in the last 8 months, but also what's next, right? What's the rest of the year? What's Jermaine's life look like? Because it's beautiful to witness, as you know, Vicky, but there's also, I know there's so much more. So it's exciting to see someone like Jermaine in our city working pretty prolific, creating a lot of work. This exhibition show is going to be, it's going to be great. It's exciting. I'm glad that everyone gets to be either introduced to Jermaine or reintroduced to his work.
Yeah, Jermaine, no one can take away your talent, and your imagination and your creativity. But what faith, and I think what a village of artists and support can provide, is invaluable. What has, like a nonprofit like the Black Artist Foundry, what has that meant to you as a local artist?
I feel like it's meant a lot, like honestly, like kind of like, and also just like really just like there's a lot of artists that it sounds crazy, but I've known, but like never like personally like had conversation. Like I've been around a lot of Black artists in this community for a lot of shows, but they don't remember. But like I think Black Artist Foundry, like it definitely like opened that door for us to communicate and help each other, not even just with like getting funding, like putting each other on different organizations and trying to help each other do different art shows and stuff. I think that it played a really big part in that, like just, just us connecting, actually just connecting, not just, oh, you do art, I do art too. It's like, well, I'm able to have conversations because of this organization, and not even just because of that, because of the community actually wants to be together, more than just kind of separate.
Yeah.
So I think that played a really big part. Like she was saying with Kia, she definitely helped me with a lot of stuff that I didn't think I was capable of doing for this show. So I'm really happy to show people that in this show. So she definitely really helped me, and she's pretty established herself. So I definitely thank her for that. She really helped me.
Yeah, what I'm hearing from you is community.
Yeah, definitely it's
Community
important.
is powerful, it's invaluable, and Jermaine's work is going to be alongside the other artists in residency, Kia Kodama. Can you tell us, Faith, about the venue where these exhibits are going to be debuting at the gallery in Old North Sacramento?
Yes, yeah, 1019 Del Paso Boulevard, and I really love it. And I'll plug this. It's right off of the Sacramento light rail. You get off on Globe exit and you walk across the street. It's next to this really amazing small a wine bar, and it's a gallery. We Are Sacramento, the Gallery 916, and it's a exhibition space. And with our collaboration, we were able to turn the backside of the gallery into studio space. So it's a really large space. We were able to put Kia and Jermaine, we're both in the same space, collaborating and building their shows out since September. And so this is a space that has shows every month. And as we think about, Sacramento, we see a lot of galleries closing. I think We Are Sacramento and the Gallery 916 has really taken on this amazing opportunity to go in to be into Del Paso, right? Which is one of the original art corridors in our city, and to reactivate that space and make it very accessible to artists and to folks. Get wine next door at Tap Lounge, and then you can walk over to the gallery. So it's a great accessible space, but also a very an important community space for
Yeah.
gathering.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to make an evening out of it and have fun. It is Saturday night.
Yes.
Jermaine, I mean, you're obviously creative, you are an artist, but on Saturday is just another opportunity for people to take in your work, to be moved by your work, to be inspired by your work. What does that add to what you put out into the world?
I guess it kind of adds, like, this sounds crazy, but a little bit of me, you know, like, everyone coming Saturday, they're going to get to see a little bit of me and how I feel and, you know, my stories behind my art and stuff. I think it's more than just a story. It's a part of me. So they get to see a little bit of me, you know, because I'm sometimes, like, I'm not really open like that, but when I do art, I am. So, like, this is a part of me. So I think that's what they're getting, you know, that experience, you know.
Well, thank you for sharing it, Jermaine.
Thank you.
And as always, nice to see you, Faith.
Thank you, Vicky. Good to see you.
Faith McKinney is the executive director of the nonprofit, the Black Artist Foundry. Jermaine Tilson is an artist in residency who will be debuting his solo exhibition, Convergence, at the gallery in Old North Sacramento on Saturday from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. We have a link to Jermaine's work on our Insight page if you want to take it in for yourself ahead of Saturday's exhibit. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. And if you want to reach out to us, you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer and audio engineer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll be back here tomorrow.